What is a book?
Kind of a sick name, actually.
What is a book, movie, show, etc. You know, you want to watch or read, but you keep putting it off.
Basically, any show, movie that Anne recommends.
Twilight.
Yeah, no. Basically, it's like I sit there and I'm like, oh yeah, like when do you want to watch that? Like Wednesday this week, knowing full well I'll find some other excuse not to watch that on Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, for me, it's Oppenheimer. I just haven't done it. I want to, but I just haven't done it.
You haven't done it?
Mm-mm.
You just haven't done it.
I haven't.
It's a good movie. You should watch it.
I know.
Is it still in theaters?
Yeah. So. No. Yesterday was the last day. I was going to try and go see it this week in theaters. And then
damn.
New movies today. So I missed it.
Right. Well, now I'm never going to see it.
I have to watch it on a
TV. I only watch movies in movie theaters these days.
I only get hand jobs in movie theaters these days. That's just a joke, you guys.
Yeah, it's scale crazy. 1 to 10. How good of a movie would you say it is to get a hand job?
not great.
Too serious.
Yeah.
Well, there's like 20. Spoiler alert.
But you also can't do it at a funny movie either, because nothing kills the mood more than
that's right.
Than catching a stray joke.
I don't know.
If you've ever been hooking up. And there's like The Office is on the background, and then your brain starts thinking about what they're saying. It's like the ultimate boner killer.
Well, also though, the laughter could disguise some movement in the theater. They see you laughing, they're not going to suspect you're getting jerked off.
But yeah, and there's a slight spoiler.
He's just laughing.
For Oppenheimer, there's like 20 straight seconds of silence. That'd probably be the worst time in that movie.
Yeah, there is, dude. It's almost like
well, you could tell. I'm guessing, I obviously haven't seen the movie, that the 20 seconds are when the bomb is dropping.
Yeah, it's kind of there's something like a kind of like a soft piercing noise.
So then
that's like makes everything silent.
So then you could like perfectly time it to the bomb going off.
Yeah, just like it literally like bomb goes off. Oh yeah,
there it is.
They're like, everyone's like, you love people dying from an atomic bomb.
Oh, I'm so sad. Oh no. It's like that one kid that meme of that kid with the fucking
the veins
out of his forehead, sitting
in moment of silence. I mean, I guess if you want it to be explosive, that would be the time to do it.
Yeah. So yeah, you got time it perfectly in that movie. If you're gonna do it.
You are gonna do it. You got time it perfectly.
Yeah, I gotta thread the needle.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan?
What was the question?
What is a book, movie, show you want to watch, or you just keep putting it off?
Well, I'm not reading any books these days.
Goggins doesn't have a new one yet.
No, and I've already read all those. Yeah, so that's.
What about Jocko? He's coming out with one every other week.
Well, I've already read all his that I know are out. Comes to shows though, probably Suits. Suits is probably my top pick.
Dude, just Netflix is
there's 87 seasons and there's 65 episodes per season.
And Netflix is just shoving it down my throat right now.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, it's like, here's a trailer for Suits. You might like this.
I know.
I've ignored it the first 30 times. What makes you think 31 is going to do the trick?
Yep. And I want to watch it. Don't get me wrong, but I just have not committed fully yet.
Yeah. I saw that one TikTok that all the skylines are fake. And now it's like, well,
God,
you can't watch it now.
These skyline purists.
Yeah, it's just like, if you're going to do a business show, just do it in a real skyscraper. You know?
I hate to tell you this. The dragons in Game of Thrones, CGI.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck.
What about the eggs?
Real dragon eggs.
Emu eggs?
Yeah. No dragons. Petrified.
fucking emus.
You know what I mean? It's like stuff that I know could never be real is fine with me. My brain get over that. But once you notice something that should be real, that they could have easily done.
Yeah, there was a bunch of that in The Last of Us. Like shit that I'm like, oh, that's definitely CGI that I found out wasn't. And then stuff that I thought was real ended up being CGI. Like the giraffe in The Last of Us was real, but the whole courtyard it was in is fake. And I thought it was completely flipped. And I was like, I didn't really want to know that.
Yeah, it's like when I found out Squid Games was dubbed over on the last episode. Like, fuck, this sucks.
Wait, what?
I didn't realize the last episode was everything was
that
dumb.
Their voice didn't match their mouth.
Yeah. And like, it's such a good job.
Don't you realize that right away?
No, not for me. Last episode. That and Money Heist.
Yeah.
Money Heist is in like Spanish.
Italian.
He was too busy reading the subtitles.
Yeah. I'm a big subtitle guy, but son of a bitch, Squid Games did a good job with that.
I don't think they did.
Maybe it was because it was on my phone too. We watched it in the air. I don't know where we were going. Ryder Cup, Milwaukee.
Yep.
Whistling Straits. So I probably just couldn't see it, but fuck. And now that I know that, I can't watch season two. I'm like, well, this is all.
They're never going to put out season two.
No.
They are doing a game show now.
I know. Put out season two.
Yeah. Just put season two out. It's not that hard.
It's not.
They're still dumbing it over.
It's really not that hard.
All you got to do is just record your voice in a booth and move your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even need to actually say the real words while they're filming. Mm-hmm. They can just... Blah, 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 blah. And then they can just get in the stew. Well, an audiobook.
I think it's... Yeah, anyways.
It's word balls.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/YouBetcherRadio.